Section 11. Rider Impairments. Introduction. There is increased crash risk associated with riding under the influence of alcohol or drugs. A rider cannot effectively manage risks if impaired, which can be a loss of physical or mental abilities. It is important to recognize when something affects your ability to ride safely. Alcohol. Alcohol is a drug and a major contributor to crashes. It reduces the ability to search for hazards, perception, evaluate factors, thinking, and execute physical actions, coordination and reaction time. Research shows that around 30% of fatally injured riders had a blood alcohol concentration at or above the legal limit of 0.08%. Depressant drugs, such as alcohol, slow down the body's functions. Alcohol enters the blood quickly and reaches the brain. The effects begin after the first drink and worsen as the drug builds up in the bloodstream. Judgment and vision are usually the first abilities to suffer and fade when drinking alcohol. Most people are affected with only one drink in their system. A standard drink contains 1/2 ounce of pure ethyl alcohol. 1. A 12-ounce beer. 2. A mixed drink with 1.5 ounces of distilled, hard, liquor. 3. A 5-ounce glass of wine. Each contains about the same amount of pure alcohol. Some mixed drinks may contain more than 1.5 ounces of hard liquor. Drinking faster than the body can eliminate the alcohol causes it to accumulate in the blood. The adult male body is able to get rid of alcohol at the rate of almost one drink per hour. If a male consumed 2 drinks in an hour, at the end of that hour, the alcohol from one drink is eliminated, and the alcohol from one drink remains in the blood. If 4 drinks are consumed in an hour, at the end of that hour, the alcohol from 3 drinks will remain in the blood. Women process alcohol more slowly, at about 3/4 of that rate. Blood alcohol content, BAC, is primarily determined by 3 factors. 1. The amount of alcohol consumed. 2. How fast it is consumed. 3. Body weight. The higher BAC means greater impairment. People who try to manage their BAC usually do not have much success because their judgment is impaired. A person is impaired before reaching the legal limit. It is vital to separate drinking from riding. It is also important to avoid riding with impaired riders or carrying passengers who are impaired, as they can cause a crash. Drugs. Drugs can affect the ability to ride safely, and it is difficult to know when the effects are gone. Drugs like many over-the-counter and prescription drugs, as well as illegal drugs, have effects that increase risk. They can have depressing effects or stimulating effects. Depressing drugs slow down mental and physical processes. Stimulating drugs can be harmful because they can lead to aggressive riding, and the effects can wear off suddenly and result in extreme fatigue. Combining alcohol and drugs compounds the effects. Intervention. Intervention is an attempt to stop someone from doing something dangerous. A group of riders can intervene to keep an impaired rider from getting on a motorcycle. It may be difficult, but the payoff can be life-saving. Here are some tips to help keep someone from riding after drinking. 1. Enlist others to help. 2. Call for a cab or other transportation for the impaired rider. 3. Slow the pace of drinking. 4. Delay departure. 5. Provide alcohol-free drinks and food. 6. Keep the motorcycle parked, and secure it so the rider won't worry. 7. If the rider cannot be stopped, consider hiding the keys. Other factors affecting safety. Distraction. Full attention is needed to be safe on the road. Car drivers commonly use cell phones and other mobile devices. They can be eating or talking to passengers. They may be taking medication. It is up to you to be focused on your task to make up for the distracted behavior of others. Assume others are distracted or inattentive and do not see you. You can only do this by not being distracted or inattentive yourself. It is important to always be mindful of collision traps. Fatigue. Fatigue as a factor in crashes has been increasing. Being fatigued or drowsy raises your risk. It may be you had a poor night's sleep or had an especially difficult day at work. When you are tired, your senses are not as sharp. You will not be as likely to see or recognize potential hazards. Your decision-making is slowed. Your physical actions are not as quick or as accurate. You will need more time and space to SEE and more than usual safety margins. A wise rider will stop for a rest. Emotions. It is not easy to determine the effects of emotions on riding. But feeling angry, troubled, or stressed makes safe riding more difficult. Any emotion that keeps you from using a safety strategy will increase risk. Make an honest assessment of your riding priorities, and keep safety top of mind. Being overconfident can lead to aggressive riding. You could put yourself in situations that require more skill than you have or more performance than your motorcycle can provide. Having too little confidence can delay decisions. It is important to have the self-awareness and foresight to confidently make decisions that reduce risk so you can take charge of your own safety. You want to be realistic about your capabilities and limitations as well as what your motorcycle can and cannot do. This way, you can make better, safer decisions in the moments of choice. Aging. You want to enjoy motorcycling to the fullest for many years. Know how aging affects you so you can correct or compensate as needed. While getting older usually brings wisdom and better judgment, aging affects health as well as many of the important physical tasks for safe riding. For example, night vision is poorer, overall strength decreases, and reaction time increases. It is important to stay fit and healthy to enjoy all aspects of life, but because motorcycling is demanding, you should take special steps. Keep up with eye and physical exams. Know if medications affect your skill and perception. Take note when others comment on changes in your riding ability. You can help yourself by increasing your safety margins, using a greater following distance, and avoiding riding at night. Practice your riding skills often so your actions are precise, especially for emergency maneuvers such as hard braking and quick swerving. Consider the value of additional formal training. If you find yourself having difficulty riding the way you used to, consider getting a smaller motorcycle, or even a scooter or three-wheel motorcycle. Riding at the limit. Motorcycling is a great way to travel. The feeling of freedom and exhilaration are part of nearly every ride. But using poor judgment can lead to high-risk riding. Some riders choose to stay near the very limits of crashing. Aggressive riding such as challenging the road, for example, testing how fast a corner can be ridden or competing with other riders, should be taken to a racetrack. Many track days and track schools are available around the country. Also, stunting has no place on public roads. Safety requires riders and drivers to be predictable, courteous, and cooperative. Remember to maintain good risk offset. The riding skill you have must exceed the risks you take. This takes rider character, which means to choose safe and responsible actions instead of risky ones. To be a safe motorcyclist and be able to look forward to a lifetime of great riding, you have to do the right thing in the moments of choice.